How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Tom?
Well, I'm good, thank you, Susie. I feel a sense of, you know, great renewal at this time of year. Do you feel that? Like the kind of sense of going back to school, of course, for a lot of people. Younger, older people.
Me.
Of course, yes, I'm looking forward
to year nine.
Yes, I still feel like I am in year nine or maybe year 10, but nothing more than that.
Do you feel like you've done your options?
I feel like I've chosen my options and I'm hoping they're going to work out all right.
Yes.
But what I made the mistake of doing, I don't know if you did ever do this, but I chose an option that I felt I should choose rather than the one I wanted to do in the form of, we had to do a technology at my school.
Would work for you?
Well, I chose electronics because I thought, because everyone was like, that's the more academic one, you should do that. I was like, okay, I'll do electronics.
Could you have done home technologies?
Well, and then Mrs. Miller, I was like, I'm not sure I've made the right choice here. Maybe food tech was my way. Mm. And then in the end, Mrs. Miller just sent for me and she said, just get him to come here. You're doing food technology. And I was like, great. Never happier. My favorite subject. Yeah. My favorite subject.
Yeah, of course. What sort of things did you make?
Well, you know, in food tech, it's funny because it's not as sort of cookery based. Well, it is.
You want it to be.
But it wasn't like a cordon bleu cooking school. It was lots of like...
What? Not in Bromley?
I know.
In the 90s.
In the late 90s.
In a school.
It wasn't... That's a nice mug. There you go. See, that was
my problem. Thank you. I had four of them for the listener. Mm. They're crabs. There's one crab on one side and then there's a smaller crab on the other side. We had lots of them. We had fish. We had a shark. We had lots of them. Tom, who do you think's broke all of them other than this one?
You?
Yes.
Did you take them into the garden or something?
No, I'm just washing up, slipping.
Slipping?
I tripped down the stairs and just threw it at the door. I was lucky it didn't break more. I'm so bloody clumsy.
It sounds slightly more than clumsy, but anyway, well, they're lovely, lovely
mugs. I probably could get diagnosed with something.
Oh, I'm sure. But they're very, very nice. Nice shape.
Thank you. I know we're huge fans of M&S in this podcast, but they are John Lewis.
Well,
you're fine with that.
Well, I don't like them so much now. Now, the thing is, what was I going to say? Now, food technology.
You were talking about food technology. I want to hear about it because I did food tech and I wish I had.
What did you do, DT?
What did I do? The truth of it is, I got very bad GCSE results.
Oh, Susie, what? I would never have worked with you on this podcast if I'd known this.
I really slacked. I can't even remember.
I should have asked for that national record of achievement before we started this.
I got a handful of GCSEs. I got like an A star and a U. I got like the full rainbow.
Well, that's you all over, isn't it?
That's me all over. Rainbow. It really is. Mm. A star for drama, U for art, because in the end I was like, I'm not into this.
Yeah, it looks a bit boring art. You had to sit there for days.
And also, I think my teacher might have lost the joy.
I mean, I can imagine that.
And I can understand that.
Mm.
So then I just focused on a few that I thought I must get these.
Oh, good.
But if it was, you know the rule now that you have to pass English and maths.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, keep doing them forever.
I'd still be doing it. Not English, obviously. I can write. But maths, I'm so dreadful at maths. I mean, I'm fine with the calculator, but...
Sure.
It's just not my...
Not your bag, baby.
It's not my bank.
Not your bank.
Yeah. It's not my bank.
Suze.
So what sort of things would you have been doing in food tech?
Well, it was quite industry focused. So you learn about the technological site, like how the manufacture of, I don't know, a sandwich comes into being.
Oh, boring.
Well, I got quite into it. But the you had to do like market research, like pitching the idea, market research, market and product development.
Oh, you were always meant to work on The Apprentice, weren't you?
Well, it has tied in with a number of aspects of my current career, I'll say that. I absolutely loved it. That ring binder was bulging with bar charts.
Oh, really? Oh, God, bar charts and pie charts.
Flow charts sometimes, flow charts.
Yeah.
Systems.
The show.
Flow charts.
That would be a good drag name.
Flow charts, yes.
Yeah, flow charts would be great.
We thought of one just as I was dozing off last night, because you know what we were watching. Downton Annie. Downton Annie.
Lovely.
Nice, very drag name. Nice.
Yeah, name. Very nice. Downton Annie.
Yeah.
She could be the Dowager Duchess.
Oh, yes.
But maybe drunk.
Oh, that's nice. A nice twist.
Yeah.
A nice twist on it. We were looking at some of the auction things. You know, people have been going crazy.
Yeah. What is this? So is it they're auctioning off stuff they use as the set?
Yes. More sort of like props and costumes.
No, come on. Surely you've bid on something.
No, I haven't, Suze. I'm not.
Come on.
Well, I think as well, people were under, I knew how it would go. But people are under a false illusion when it first started. Like, oh, that's not that much for that. And now, of course, but the auction isn't.
But it's
until,
an auction. That's the thing.
It goes up.
That's
and up.
The starting price.
That's the starting price.
That's and what it goes, we're paying for it.
And it's not for another 2 weeks, so you know that the big bidders are going to come in the last day or so.
So where is it? What is it online that people are bidding on?
I think it's online. I don't know if they're having a formal, actual get-together auction, but...
Because I mean, love that.
Mm.
I love an auction house.
Do you? Have you ever been to one?
I've been to one once and I found it really thrilling. I didn't buy anything, obviously, but just, you know, people with their paddles.
Oh, yes. Does your dad go to them? I imagine it might be sort of country.
I can see why you might think that of my dad, but...
Maybe to buy an horse, yes.
An horse, maybe some harness.
Maybe.
You don't use the H.
Oh, yes, of course, an harness. I was actually saying...
The H in place.
I was dropping the H there, but in the way that people used to drop the H for an hotel.
Or an hotel?
Yeah, they drop, which actually does make it easier to say, doesn't it?
A hotel.
Rather than a hotel, because you have to take another breath to say the her. So an hotel you can do on one breath. You see, they knew what they were doing in the old days. This is why I'm an old soul. An hotel, an historian.
An historian?
A historian.
An historian would be another
great drag name.
Great name. And could do sort of, it would be, I would be well up for like a historical lecture halfway through a drag night. I think it'd be really funny.
I would too. Maybe with some sort of, I don't want to say overhead projector.
No, but maybe like
a PowerPoint. I mean, certainly a pull down screen.
Oh, well, goes without saying.
Imagine someone at the Royal Vauxhall Tavern maybe doing that as part of Ducky.
Yes, the sort of thing you could imagine. Well, listen, if anyone wants to have that, they can.
For sure.
Go
for it. Let us know. Just invite us.
Do invite us, yes. Maybe it could be something like the Kitchens of History. Like something really, you know, something...
Suze, let me tell you, the kitchens at Petworth House, which isn't that far from where your mum and dad reside. Petworth, have you ever been?
I've been to Petworth. Petworth is really pretty.
Very nice village. Lovely antique shops.
Of course.
But in the house, we went on the tour. Well, you know,
Clang.
We walked around Clang. And...
is it a National Trust?
He's
using it.
Yeah, this was actually before Alfie bought me the membership.
Oh, Clang.
Clang. We went a la carte. And...
Could I have mash? Thank you.
You can do what you like. You've paid by the day. And the kitchens there were extraordinary because you saw different moments. You saw the history of old kitchens because they had all the different implements there, including a spit roast.
Oh, something lovely for you.
Something to lovely enjoy. For you. Yes, absolutely. Next to the gift shop.
Would the first kitchen have been sort of 1800s or even earlier?
I think with this one, it was 1800s. And that was like the big spit where they would do the roasts in front of the fire.
Ooh.
So it was interesting. And then they had sort of big ranges that I think were sort of made... French style, kind of like you might see them sometimes in like a very grand hotel these days, but like that. And then there were sort of Argus before that.
When you say a range, you mean like a big cooker?
Yes, I'm not talking about the shop that's often opposite.
Which my mum loves. Does your mum love a range?
My mum loves it, but she was very disappointed with the range recently. With the range,
within
the range. I don't know. She said it wasn't. She said it was not to her taste, but. I'm sorry to say it, yeah.
Oh,
she was disappointed. She had a disappointing experience. Sorry to review it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But maybe she should try Dunelm?
Her and Auntie Christine will sometimes make a little trip.
Alice refers to a specific grey as a Dunham grey, which always makes me laugh.
Yes, yes. Mum and Auntie Kristen go to the one in Dartford, if anybody's listening from that.
Clang.
From that.
Is that where Bluewater is?
It's near Bluewater. It's on the way, yeah.
Bluewater.
Or so maybe that is Dartford officially. It's probably Dartford postcode for Bluewater. Bluewater.
Bluewater.
Yeah, Bluewater.
What, so it would have gone from 1800s, say, early 1800s, through to what would be the most recent one?
They had one. That's what was quite interesting. As the staff of those big country houses reduced after the Second World War, they just sort of had a very simple setup where they probably have like one cook working with a kind of sort of 1950s style oven. So they had, it was quite interesting to see how it all changed, and lots of the beautiful copper pans that they'd have. Yeah. In the
Yes, of course.
In the 18th century. 19th
very
century.
Nice. Very, I like that very much.
They talk through the different styles of cooking and different things they do and how the water came up from the spring underneath the kitchen. And it was all.
Oh,
very,
yeah. I'm quite interested in all of that.
It was just sort of very interesting, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a lot of money. So they had like a cold room for pastry and they had a dairy and they had a, you know, they had a lot.
Oh, how would they keep their cold room cold? Pre-fridges.
I think it was slightly sunken, as I remember. Mm. And it would have marble and no natural light.
Of course.
Or very little, yeah.
Oh, marble. That must have been expensive.
They had money. They had money.
They worked hard for that. They probably didn't. They probably inherited.
They actually work hard. I think they did work hard for that money.
It's inherited wealth and it's probably still going through the same family. But listen, yes. Well, these things happen.
Now, Suze, what have you been doing to round off the summer holidays? Tell us.
Well, Tom, there's some big news in the Ruffle household.
Yes.
We have a puppy.
Oh, Suze, when I saw the picture, I was just beside myself.
I can imagine. So, she is a whippet. Mm. She's called Tiggy.
Tiggy the Whippet.
Tiggy the Whippet. The reason being, Alice and I have both just read a series of books. There was 8 of them. I mean, so many books.
It's a series, yeah.
They're called The Seven Sisters, and it's a book series. Basically, there's a guy called Parsolt. He's their dad. He adopts all of them from different places around the world, and each book is a daughter going back and finding out about her history.
Oh.
They're really charming books, and Alice started reading them and then was like, I think you'd love these. And then we've both read 7 since Christmas, and there was a character in it that we both really loved called Tiggy.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
And so, and she was very good with animals. And so what we did was we gave, the puppy is my daughter's, as much as a puppy can be a 5-year-old's, you know. Okay. Mm. So we gave her a short list because if we'd just say, name the puppy would be called like Moana Elsa.
Which is nice.
It's a nice name. But is it right for Tiggy? No.
So what did you do? So
we gave her a short list.
Okay.
Which was Daphne.
I like it. Yeah.
Scout.
Hmm.
And Tiggy. And she said she liked Tiggy.
Well, so, I'm not surprised, yeah.
Tiggy she is.
Oh, well, I think that's glorious. And so how old is Tiggy at the moment?
Tiggy is 9 weeks.
Oh.
A sweet baby angel, I think it's fair to say. We got her on Sunday. We're recording on Tuesday.
Sounds like a Craig David song.
She was crate trained by Thursday.
Oh, is she, where is she sleeping? Has she got a little?
So we've put her in our room.
The worst thing you can do, yeah.
No. So it's very difficult because honestly, the internet will tell you so many things and you'll read one book about puppies and it will tell you one thing and then another book will tell you something else. Yeah. We read a book that said the puppy has just been taken away from its mum and its siblings and then if you leave it sort of downstairs by itself, it's going to feel really frightened.
Yeah, of course.
So we've put her not quite in our bedroom, you know, the hallway on the bed. Not quite in my bedroom, but inside my pajamas.
I see, that's the problem. I would do that.
You know how a Joey and a kangaroo, you know, have you ever seen it? They really, have you ever watched a mummy kangaroo put a baby kangaroo in? They really just punch him in.
Oh, fine.
Tough love. So no, we've put her, you know where my bedroom is? You know, there's a little area outside the hallway where the chaise lounge is.
Yes, yes.
The chaise has gone to Jill's. Mother-in-law always listens. Hi, Jill. And
hey, Jill. We didn't hi, Jill. Much of a shout-out. I didn't realise you were a listener.
And she's there. So she can see us and we can see her. And then eventually the plan will be to take her out of her crate and her bed will go there.
Right.
And she won't sleep on the bed. She'll sleep in her bed.
Mm.
So we have a crate for her upstairs and then we have a playpen downstairs.
Right. I see.
And she's doing very well. Mm-hmm. She's doing most of her toilets outside.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Very good. Does mean that I was up at 2:30 this morning going, toilet, toilet. Who's a good girl?
Oh, how lovely. Yeah. And are you going to enroll her in a school? Has she started at school this year?
Yes. So we saw that Brighton College got the highest results for GCSEs. So we assume there will be the natural place for her.
Natural place, put her name down right now.
Yeah, putting her name down. Yes, we're starting a puppy school that children can go to. So, of course, my daughter is very involved. And it starts in a few weeks and it's like a Sunday afternoon for an hour. So I think that'd be really fun to do as a family.
Oh, I think it will.
She can already sit. We taught her to sit.
Wow.
Which is basically you hold a treat so high that they're looking up so much that their bum goes on the floor.
Oh.
And you go, good girl.
Oh,
and she's gone, oh, okay. If I do this, I get a treat. Great.
How trainable are Whippets? Are they very trainable?
Apparently very trainable.
Oh, okay.
Very trainable. We did a lot of market research on a dog because it was it ended up being between a King Charles Spaniel.
Lovely.
Which I love. Such nice faces. Mm. So pretty.
Mm. And that lovely sort of Charles II restoration wig that they wear.
Yes. Yes. But of course you can buy any dog a wig.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Gosh, what a great idea.
So that's that is something to consider when you're...
What a lovely idea. A whippet in a peri wig. Yes.
Sorry. A wigget.
A wigget, if you will.
A wigget for a whippet.
Yes.
So what was I saying? Oh, yeah, we were going to get a King Charles Spaniel or a Whippet.
Mm.
And then we spoke to lots of people that had Whippets, including makeup Kit.
Oh, yes, of course. She has a Whippet.
Kit, who does our makeup.
Yes.
And you know Nicole, makeup Nicole?
Yes.
She also has two Whippets. And they both said they're really great pets.
People who have them really love them, don't they?
Yeah. And I also spoke to Rob Beckett. He's got a couple, hasn't he?
So he's got a couple, yeah.
Yeah, because he said to me, they're brilliant, but just get one. And I was like, there is no, that's no problem. Yeah, we just get one.
Yes. I think they're good company for each other. We had two Yorkshire Terriers when I was growing up, but they were good company. But yeah, they can lead each other into mischief. And then you can have sort of fights, I think, can't you?
I think we potentially would get another at some point, but I think two puppies at the same time would be slightly.
A lot. Yeah. We didn't get the Yorkies until they were older. We sort of got them. Because somebody
middle aged.
Middle, well, two. Yeah. One,
yeah,
maybe 8 months, but they were trained.
They were handy.
Not trained, but they could. They were house trained.
Yeah, nice.
More importantly, what does your dad say? Because he is very good with dogs, very good with animals. He will.
Well, his first response was, "I can't believe you paid that much for a whippet."
Of course, but he must be aware of the price of
fish.
The price of fish, yeah.
Yes, of course.
The price of fish.
But he thinks they're lovely dogs.
He does like them.
He likes them a lot.
And has he met Tiggy?
Not yet, but Mum has.
And what did... Well, your mum is very experienced with dogs.
My mum's very experienced with dogs. She loved her immediately. She went, oh, she's lovely. Oh, she's lovely.
And
look at her face.
Did Ron come down to have a sniff?
No, Ron is a sod, and so we must be careful.
Okay.
You know, the trouble with Ron... Is that
you do run, Ron.
The problem with Ron is that he is beautiful, but he is a bit of a sod.
Oh, okay. Bit dominant? Bit
shouty.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's the poodle. I think poodles are a bit
like that.
They can be a bit argumentative.
Yeah.
Because poodles are like
Chihuahua. No, poodle.
Poodle Bichon. I think poodles are like a certain kind of person after three glasses of wine.
Well, I think they're very, historically, they've been very kind of prim, haven't they? They've been very like, goated on. No one's ever heard of a working poodle, have they?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. So
no one's ever got a farm and thought, oh, I know what would be perfect. A poodle.
A little pooch.
See, it runs after the sheep in the day and sits in my handbag in the evening.
Yeah, wouldn't so nice. Also, if a poodle ran after a sheep, the sheep would be like, oh, look, a small sheep.
One of me.
Oh, look, like that. There's something wrong with that sheep's face.
Of course.
Nice. Yes, and Ron can be, I mean, he bit the Sky Man.
Oh, no.
I mean, he just went for his bum. He sometimes jumps up and like tries to grab your bum. He only got trousers. Oh. No flesh. But the Sky Man was quite cross about it. Understandably. I'm on the Sky Man side in this scenario.
Oh dear, yeah. Was he biting or was he mouthing?
I think he was more bitey.
He was quite bitey,
I think, rather than mouthy.
Oh, right.
I mean, he's mouthy in as much as like he has a...
But you know,
but yeah, but, and as my mum said, it couldn't have been a worse person because, you know, your dad needs that Sky in the house. Heaven forbid my dad doesn't have Sky.
What would your dad watch on the Sky?
Oh, everything.
Everything.
Oh, God, like... You know, vehicles of the Nazis.
Oh yeah, he likes that sort of
then
vehicle,
maybe like Ice Road Truckers.
Lovely show. Oh, not the sport though. Not, I thought it might be some sport.
Oh, maybe horse racing.
Oh, he might watch a bit of that.
Yeah, but no other sports.
Bit of Claire
watches
Ball,
the women's football now.
Oh, well done.
Yeah,
got him on
so
board.
That's nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
And is very behind the Lionesses, which is lovely. But, yeah, no, mainly really grim, gruesome stuff, you know.
I know the sort of thing, yeah.
The Houses of Mussolini.
Oh, yes.
You know, that sort of thing.
Pablo Escobar, I think, might feature in
yes,
that kind of world
course,
a bit.
Yes, of course, of course. He's around.
The cartels.
Yeah, so no wonder Ron's a bit aggressive if that's what he's always watching.
I was going to say, I mean, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
So, yeah, so this is our news. So Tiggy is, she's here. She's lovely.
Here.
She's queer.
Oh, yes. She's queer.
She is really, yeah, she's very sweet. She's very sweet.
Oh.
Sits on your lap, wants to come and like.
They're affectionate, aren't they?
They're really affectionate,
oh,
yeah.
She wants to like one, sorry.
Just put her head on your, just on your leg.
Oh.
It's really lovely. Like, she's being very sweet with my daughter.
Oh,
very sweet.
They'll be best friends.
Best friends. Best friends. She's following her around everywhere she goes.
Oh, how wonderful.
She's black and white. She's very cute. She's got the little...
It was lovely on your Instagram.
Thank you so much. But yeah, so I think that you should get a dog, Tom.
Well, you know, I've been talking to Alfie about it. He doesn't yet understand it. He doesn't, you know, like he doesn't get the... I don't know. He just doesn't... He's not had that experience, I think, where you sort of fall in love with a little four-legged friend.
Four-legged friend. So, four ears.
four-legged friend. Four-legged as well. That would be extraordinary. But I sort of... We took Alfie's nephews to the... some parkland near us, and there were lots of dogs there the other day, and we met lots of different, and the boys were a little bit nervous at first, but they were getting more relaxed, I think, around dogs. I think Alf is maybe a little bit like his nephews.
What would your dream dog be?
I mean, if I had the space, you know, if you had like space in a door that was always open and lots
yeah
of room, it would be a Labrador. But
yeah.
They're difficult to keep. Well, they're not difficult to keep, I know, but I know they take a lot of attention and but then, and part of me thinks like a corgi would be nice, like Ben Pentreath. If anybody follows Ben Pentreath, I recommend, he has a few corgis. I think that would suit me.
Yeah, a female corgi called Duchess would be kind of perfect for you.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like that. Yes, I think that. I know we did have a listener send in lovely pictures of their corgi, but they did say that they did mork, so I was a bit apprehensive.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't love a hairy house.
Well, the thing is as well, if you have any kind of velvet upholstery...
Which, of course, you do.
Which, of course, I foolishly do. I mean, it's difficult enough with the dust. So imagine it then when it's covered in...
Oh.
And covered in corgi.
Smothered in corgi.
Smothered, like... Absolutely dripping with corgi. So it's a horrible image, I'm sorry. But yes, that would be a nice dog, wouldn't it? Something like that.
I think a King Charles Spaniel would suit you.
Oh, very noble.
Very noble.
Though actually, I always think a whippet is very noble, very regal looking. Oh, you often see like looks... portraits.
Oh, yeah. When they're in their military regalia and things.
Yeah, yeah.
The yes, I'm looking forward to getting her portrait done with her.
Oh yes,
with you know with her uniform on.
Oh yes, how lovely.
Can we decide on that?
Yes. Well, when you've decided, please keep us posted.
She'll be a WAF.
She will definitely be. She definitely will be. Oh, I'm excited for all the adventures you're going to have. Can she jump very high? I bet she can.
Yes, she really can. Also, she's so. Lots of people that have whippets have told us that
the whippet community.
The Whippet community, the Whippies, if you will, they have told us that the first time we take them for their like a proper run, so once she's had all of their jabs, they run. They're really surprised by how fast they can run.
Oh, they are.
They're like, oh, look, oh my god, wow, I'm really fast. And we've already had a bit of that when Tiggs runs around the kitchen. She'll sort of fall over her own legs and then sort of look at us and be like.
Did you
what
see
happened?
That?
Yeah. Yeah, she's quite springy.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
She's a springy girl.
Dogs can be amazing like that with the springiness. I mean, we saw a Labrador on the same walk and she jumped so high just to catch a stick. She was, so they can be.
She might have been a gymnast at some point.
I did think, have you ever thought of maybe training for Team GB? Oh, this is great. Well, I love the adventures of Tig and
yes, we can expect I'm sure it'll be heavily documented on Instagram.
Well, yet another reason to follow you on Instagram, Han. And I think she's going to be a delightful presence for you guys. And I'm sure she'll be very happy where she is.
Yes, I'm very excited. Very excited.
Oh, lovely. Well, I can't wait to meet her.
No, Tom, you have to go. You're filming in your garden today.
I'm doing some garden stuff today. More on that story later. But
More on that as we get it.
As we know it. But so I've there's people coming around, including Eamon, who we know.
Oh, I love Eamon.
Always good vibes. And Alfie even popped some croissants in the oven.
Oh, that was good of him.
It's been one of those days. We're going to do a cafetière. We're not going to do individual coffees. We're just going to do a cafetière.
I love a cafetière.
Strong.
I don't know. I go to the gym.
Well,
not too strong. You probably have it stronger than me, but that's okay because I just put in a lot of milk and sugar.
But I find it strong, whether I want it to be or not.
Oh,
I
just really?
But maybe I do put too much in. Sometimes I find I can't push down the thing.
Oh, yeah, that's far too much.
That's fine.
But are you doing like half coffee, half water?
I'm doing mainly coffee and then just a little bit of water in the top. And leave it.
A splash.
2 days. Yes. See what happens.
Now, will you put that coffee straight onto your garden?
Well, I have tried that in the past. It's
does it do
good,
anything?
It? Well, there's all these, a bit like training a whippet. It's very similar.
Conflicting.
Conflicting advice on things, and people say eggshells, but then eggshells ground down.
I think eggshells. Have you tried putting your coffee in a crate overnight?
I might do that in the bedroom.
Yeah,
just put it on the bed. See what happens. Yeah, see what that's what they say, isn't it? So I'll try it anyway. I'll try it. I'll keep you posted.
Thank you. Please do. Oh, just to say before we leave you, my tour resumes next week.
Oh yes, back to work for you.
Back to work for me. So the first couple of dates are Chelmsford.
Oh, lovely.
And lovely Chelmsford, Guildford.
Another Ford.
Liverpool. There's quite a few sold out. There's one in Harrogate that has only recently gone on sale.
Oh.
As part of the Harrogate Comedy Festival. So if you live up that way.
Oh, wonderful.
Maybe that would be good for you.
A lovely place to be. How marvellous. I'm sure people of the North Yorkshire environs will be flocking there.
Well, I hope so. And all the details are at my website, susieruff.com. If that's the kind of thing you'd like.
Oh, yes. I bet it is. I'm sure that'd be a lovely show. And lovely to be going back.
I can't wait, actually. I'm really ready to.
I think I might be ready to. I had a dream last night. I'm not talking about my dreams again. But, you can tell I've had a bit of time off because I'm starting to talk about my dreams all the time. The dream where I was turning up to do my show and I couldn't remember it. Classic.
I had that dream. I had that dream on holiday.
Oh, that's because we relaxed. Yeah.
And someone said to me, just riff it. And I was like, that's not how comedy works. People think that, but it's not how comedy works.
That's exactly how it was.
Really stressful. Really stressful.
And someone had made me a costume and I looked like Miss Havisham. And I was like, what's this? Why am I wearing all this lace? And they're like, I think it looks great. And I was like, this is what I wanted to wear. Where's my suit? What have you done with my tie?
Oh.
Just an anxiety dream, isn't it?
No. I think that's going to happen.
That's going to happen.
I feel quite sure about that. I don't think that was an anxiety dream. I think that's a premonition.
Imagine if you woke up and that actually, no, that happened last night. What are you talking about?
You woke up in the lace.
I'm still wearing this lace. Lace, of course. Strange.
Yeah.
Only I would
Very
have
odd.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what it means.
Yeah.
Well, if you know, let us know. But thank you all for listening as ever. And
yes, thank you. We love you.
We love you very much. Hope you're enjoying going back to your routines, if you are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now we're in the burr months. And as Alfie calls it, roast season.
Yes. Listen, what you two do in your own time.
It's nobody's business.
It's nobody's business. Right, you go and make that coffee.
Well, thank you. You too. And you go well. And send my love to Tiggy and everyone. And I'll speak to you next week, okay, dear?
Okay. All right, dear. All right. Okay.
Lots of love. Okay.
Bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.